The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Grafting is a very old and very simple way to propagate fruit trees in the middle of winter is when you need to think about what you're going to do for the spring. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert at Planter's Place, and today I want to talk to you about cutting scions that you're going to graft onto your trees in the springtime. Now, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas around here. With nearly a foot of snow on the ground and more on the way, pests are asleep for a long winter's nap, but I'm already planning to improve our apple orchard. The work begins in January when I cut scions to graft onto the trees, even though the actual grafting is months away. Grafting is the only way we have to know exactly what apples or other fruits we're growing on our trees. While you can grow an apple by seed, the results will most likely be a spitter, which is a sour or bitter fruit that's best used for cider or some other fermented drink because there's no way to control the pollination. You might have a Honeycrisp on one end of the orchard and a Cortland on the other. The bees share the pollen of both of them, and so what the result is with the next generation is anybody's guess. Grafting is an asexual means of reproduction where a section of one tree is inserted into another. When it's done right, the new piece will grow into the rootstock. It's a fairly simple process and is a terrific way to try new varieties without planting additional trees and waiting them to grow long enough for them to produce. I've known one home orchardist to have 3 or 4 or even 5 varieties per tree, which is really nice when you have limited space. Like I said, now is the time to plant. Soon I will order scions of varieties I don't have so I can add new apple types to my 3 good trees. One is iffy, though, I have to admit, whether it's going to last the season. One of my must-haves this year is called Zestar. It's a large, exceptionally flavorful apple that I tried at an orchard north of here. Fireside has long been one of my favorites, but it's prone to fire blight, which is so problematic in this region, so I'm hoping Zestar will take off. You don't always have to buy scions, though. If a friend has an apple variety that you like, you can take a new cutting of the scions now and graft them in the spring. As long as the tree is in deep dormancy, which is typically from December through February in most northern regions, you can cut scions and save them in the refrigerator until it's time to graft. To cut scions, look for the new wood from last year on the end of the branches. The new growth is obvious. The fresh wood is smooth and the buds are tight against the branch. As you look up the branch, you'll notice the ring that is the demarcation of old and new growth. Find new growth that is roughly the diameter of a pencil and snip it off about 10 to 12 inches long. Place the scion in a plastic bag, add a paper towel that is ever so slightly damp, wrap it up, and keep it in the vegetable drawer in your refrigerator. As long as you can protect it from being squished by cabbages or other vegetables, or keep it out of the hands of kids who think they're perfect little swords, and I'm speaking from experience on this, they will keep until spring. It's time to graft when the tree is growing vigorously but hasn't experienced bud break. For us in central Montana, this is usually around the end of April to the first part of May, depending on the spring. And don't forget to mark the variety you're grafting. You might think you'll remember, but I know from experience that you won't. Grafting is definitely fun. It doesn't work all the time, but there's undoubtedly a level of excitement when leaves grow out of the new scion. It's only better when the branch takes hold and gives you delicious new fruit on an established tree. For more information on different gardening tips, as well as what pests, including insects and wildlife, are in your garden, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.